Joining us now on the program, he's a Hall of Famer. He is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. How you doing, Kareem?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing well. The Lakers get themselves into the finals. Any doubt in your mind that this was going to happen, Kareem?
It wasn't always clear cut. You know, they had some ups and downs, but they managed to get it done. And over the course of the playoffs, I think they're learning. It's a work in progress. How they're learning about what they need to do to win and be consistent. And that's always the mark of a championship team. You know, they're able to improve and adapt and get better.
Why such improvement in games 5 and 6 against Denver? It really seemed like it clicked for the Lakers in those two games.
I think they started to develop some confidence in their offense. They took the lead from their leader Kobe. Kobe started moving the ball when they double teamed him. He got rid of it right away. Within 2 or 3 passes, people were wide open. It made it real easy for Trevor Ariza, for example. Yeah. He got wide open looks at the basket and driving lanes. Luke Walton came off the bench. They couldn't do anything with him. Lamar had a great game coming off the bench because of the way that the ball movement picked apart the defense and just made things possible, and they took advantage of it right away.
We're speaking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You can follow him at KareemAbdulJabbar.com, also on Twitter at KAJ33. I'm curious, Kareem, if you think the bigs will be tested for the Lakers against Orlando. Will this be a test that they have not yet seen in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, and it's a one-man thing. You know, Dwight Howard is a tough guy inside. He creates a lot of problems. He really makes his team successful because you have to double-team him. When you double-team him, you leave very, very good shooters open on the perimeter, and they'll kill you. You know, they've got the type of shooters, Rashad, Turkoglu, all those guys, even Rafer Alston, you give them wide open shots, they're going to hurt you. You got Redick coming off the bench. They got a lot of firepower. Petrus has had a good year. He's very efficient. If you can't stay with those guys and guard them on the perimeter, they'll beat you.
If you were tasked with doing exactly what they're going to have to do, how do you go at them? How do you defend them, and how do you have success against them from the offensive end?
Well, you know, if you can play Howard with one guy, that really enables the rest of your guys to stay one-on-one on the perimeter shooters, and they're a lot less effective when they're not wide open. So, it really depends on how effective you are at controlling Howard and not letting him dominate it inside and collapse the defense. Once that happens, the cat is out of the bag, as they say.
We are, of course, talking with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar here on the Denim and Long Show. Check out his T-shirts, the Skyhook T-shirts, at KareemAbdulJabbar.com. Kareem, as you look at this series, it is the finals. The Lakers, expected to be here all the way through. As you said, though, there were some bumps in the road. Orlando, a bit of a surprise. Are the Lakers, do you have to consider them a favorite in this, or is this a wide-open series?
I think at this point it's wide open. You know, Orlando beat Los Angeles twice this year. So, the Lakers aren't going in there thinking that it's just going to be a cakewalk. They got some work ahead of them, and I think they appreciate that fact.
Yeah.
And Orlando's probably seen the Lakers play lately and understand that the Lakers have improved.
What do you make of Andrew and his playoffs? I know that you are the guy who's really dealing with Andrew Bynum on a day-in, day-out basis. How do you think his playoffs have went thus far?
And this has been tough for Andrew because this is his first real playoff season, where he got to play minutes. Mm-hmm. And, he's coming off an injury, trying to fit back into the whole team concept and get in sync with the team. So he's trying to do that in an atmosphere that was much more intense and focused than the regular season. So it's all very, very new to Andrew, and it's tough.
Kareem, what'd you make of LeBron leaving the court and not shaking hands?
I think LeBron was very disappointed. I heard some of his statements about, when you get beat up, you don't want to shake hands. But look at all the people he's beat up.
Yeah.
You know, he's gone for 40 and 50 points against people, and they still show him the respect that he's due. You know, it's about good sportsmanship, and I'm sure he'll put that together. He's a very intelligent guy, and he's not. I don't think he's like a mean-spirited person.
Sure.
I think the disappointment really got through to him. He wanted to go all the way and win a world championship, and he's finding out how difficult that can be.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar joining us, and you can check out his Skyhook T-shirts at KareemAbdulJabbar.com. Also, follow him on Twitter at KAJ33. Kareem, we appreciate you taking time.
Thank you, Kareem.
Hey, it's been my pleasure. You guys have a good day.
Kareem there joining us.